大家一同来交通有关忠心的事。
Brothers and sisters, this time I share with you on this matter of faithfulness.
我们都知道，在这个末了的时代
，We know in this very end time.
神最重要的一个呼召就是忠心的呼召。
The most important calling of God is the calling of faithfulness.
时候已经不多，并且非常的靠近主回来的时候。
The time is short; is very close to the Lord's second returning.
神的旨意很快的就要成就。
God's purpose will soon be accomplished.
所以这个呼召是非常迫切。
Therefore, this calling is extremely urgent.
希望主开通我们里面的耳朵。
May the Lord open the ears within us.
让我们能听见主在今天对我们的呼召。
So that we will hear the calling that the Lord gives us today.
让我们能够做一个忠心的人。
So that we will be faithful men.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹讲到。
We once mentioned with you.
神要求我们这个忠心。
God demands us this faithfulness.
建立在我们与他的三种的关系上。
Which is based upon the three relationships that we form with him.
这是神给神的极大的恩典。
This is a great grace that God has given us.
神把我们一个原来与他无份无关的人。
God who makes us who have no part and no relationship with him. God made us here and he has located us.
不仅主用他的血洁净我们。
Not only does he cleanse us with his precious blood, forgive our sins.
他把他的生命给我们。
But he has given us his life.
让我们和他之间建立了亲密的关系。
So we could form this intimate relationship with him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，希望我们能记得。
So brothers and sisters, let's remember this.
在这三种的关系里，
Amid these three relationships,
都是要求忠心的。
They all require this faithfulness.
第一个是什么呢？
What is the first you recall?
夫妻关系。
That's a marital relationship.
这个丈夫与妻子之间是要求忠心的。
Between husband and wife, it demands this faithfulness.
我们的主是忠实的丈夫。
Now our Lord is the faithful husband.
教会必须要做忠贞的妻子。
Therefore, the church has to be the chaste bride.
那么主也和我们建立朋友的关系。
The Lord has also formed this friendship with us.
这个朋友之间所要求的也是忠心。
What demands in the relationship is also faithfulness.
不仅这样，主也和我们之间建立主人和仆人之间的关系。
Not only so, the Lord also has formed this relationship between the master and servant.
那么主人对仆人的要求也是忠心。
What the master demands from the servant is faithfulness also.
在夫妻的关系里面，我们要学习忠于主的名。
Now in the marital relationship, we have to learn to be faithful to his name.
在朋友的关系上，我们需要忠于主的自己。
In a friendship relationship, we have to be faithful to the Lord himself.
在仆人与主人的主人与仆人之间的关系上，我们需要忠于他的托付。
In the master and servant relationship, we have to be faithful to his entrustment.
我们讲到一个完全的忠心必须包括这三件事情。
We mentioned that a complete faithfulness is composed of these three.
必须忠于主的名。
We have to be faithful to his name.
忠于主的自己。
To himself.
忠于神的托付。
And also faithful to his entrustment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这三样有缺，我们在神跟前的忠心就有缺。
If any of the three lacks, then our faithfulness is not complete.
我们晓得大多数神的百姓对于主的名这个认识是没有问题。
We know that there is no problem among God's children regarding this faithfulness.
也有很多的圣徒
to his name.
他们知道跟主之间有亲密朋友的关系。
And some saints also have formed this friendship, intimate relationship.
但是在今天地上的教会。
But today on earth,
最大的缺欠。
The greatest lacking among the churches.
就是对于主的托付，我们缺少认识。
Is the lack of understanding of the Lord's commission.
忠心的人更少。
And even fewer are those who are faithful.
我们记得在马太福音二十五章那里。
We remember in Matthew 25.
最后的称许。
The last praise from the Lord.
是在神的托付上面。
Is related to his entrustment.
主说好，你这善良又忠心的仆人。
The Lord says, good and faithful servant.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在末后的时代最后的一个呼召。
Brother and sister, this is in the end time, the Lord's last calling.
也是最后的一个称许。
And also the last praise.
所以盼望主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
让我们不仅忠于他的名。
So that not only we are faithful to his name.
不仅忠于他的自己。
To the Lord himself.
我们也忠于他的托付。
But also, be faithful to
His entrustment.
We have to know exactly what is it that the Lord has entrusted to us.
我们曾经讲过，这个托付不是光是我们自己能完成。
We mentioned that this entrustment can never be done by ourselves.
这个托付是关乎整个教会。
Which relates to the whole church.
所以你个人的爱主是宝贵的。
So it is precious that you love the Lord personally.
你个人与主之间有亲密的关系是重要的。
And that personal intimate relationship is also very important.
但是我们要求整个团体的光景的美好是更重要。
But it's even more important that we demand a wonderful state of the corporate group.
如果在这个点上我们有亏欠。
But if on this point that we fall back,
我们恐怕很难得到主最后的称许。
Then it's probably not be easy for us to receive the last praise from him.
既然我们知道主对我们有这种要求和呼召
Now since we know the Lord's demand and His calling
我们要如何来尽这个忠心呢
How should we be faithful?
所以今天最后一堂
So in today's last session
我们要从使徒保罗的身上来看
We will learn from the Apostle Paul
神如何使他尽忠心
How God makes him faithful
那我们从他的生活中我们希望能得着一点的原则。
We hope we can obtain certain principles from the lives of Paul.
让我们知道今天如何的在主跟前也做一个忠心的人。
Then we'll be able to know how to be faithful before the Lord.
我们请弟兄姊妹再和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, could we together read a few passages in the Bible?
我们看启示录第十七章第十四节。
Acts 17 and 14.
我们说这是这次特会呢我们很重要的一节圣经。
This is a very important verse in this retreat conference.
这是神在末世的一个重要的呼召。
And this is a very imperative calling in the end time of the Lord.
启示录第十七章第十四节。
verse 14.
他们与羔羊征战羔羊必胜过他们因为羔羊是万主之主万王之王同着羔羊的就是蒙召被选有忠心的。
These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful.
我们知道中文里面那个最后那个也必得胜的有点点点，那是原文所没有的。
We know that in Chinese Bible there are some dots that indicate that there are no words in the original language.
我们再回头看马太福音第二十五章。
Now let's come back to Matthew 25.
第二十一节
25:21
主说好你这又良善又忠心的仆人你在不多的事上有忠心我要把许多事派你管理可以进来享受你主人的快乐
His Lord said to him Well done good and faithful servant You were faithful over a few things I will make you ruler over many things Enter into the joy of your Lord
我们看一下路加福音第十九章
Luke 19
十九章第十七节到十九节
Verses 17-19
主人说好良善的仆人你既在最小的事上有忠心可以有权柄管十座城第二个来说主啊你的一锭银子已经赚了五锭主人说你也可以管五座城又有一个来说主啊看哪、啊、你的一锭银子在这里我把它包在手巾里存着。
Luke 19 verse 17 And he said to him, Well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, You also be over 5 cities.Then another came saying, Master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief.
使徒行传第二十六章
Acts chapter 26.
第十九节
Verse 19.
亚基帕王啊我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
Acts 26 verse 19.Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
以弗所书第一章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1.
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太，写信给哥罗西的圣徒，在基督里有忠心的弟兄，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归于你们。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints who are and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们回头看《哥林多前书》第四章。
Let's now turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
提摩太前书第一章第十二节。
First Timothy 1, verse 12.
我感谢那给我力量的。我们主基督耶稣因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。
And I thank God Jesus Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me because he counted me faithful putting me into the ministry.
提摩太后书
Second Timothy
第四章
Chapter 4
第五节到第八节
Verses 5 to 8
你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
最后看彼得前书第二章。
Lastly, we will read 1 Peter chapter 1.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
好，我们的圣经就暂时读这些。
Now this is our scripture reading.
我想使徒保罗所以能够忠心。
I suppose that the reason Apostle Paul could be faithful
主要是因为主做了美好的榜样
is because the Lord has given this wonderful example.
我们的主耶稣基督他被称为诚信真实者
Our Lord Jesus Christ is called faithful and the true.
他才是忠心的最高的一个榜样
He is the ultimate example of this faithfulness.
所以圣经说当他来到地上的时候
So the Bible declares that when he came to the world
他背负着神的托付
He bore the Lord's entrustment.
他面向耶路撒冷
Facing Jerusalem
脸面犹如坚石
His face is like the flint stone.
这幅图画给我们看见主耶稣基督的忠心。
Now this picture shows us the Lord Jesus Christ's faithfulness.
主知道他到地上来做什么。
The Lord knew why he came to the world.
所以他到地上来一心就是为了成就神的旨意。
That therefore all in his heart he wanted to do God's will.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道 主最后在十字架上完成了神的托付。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that in the end, the Lord has accomplished God's will on the cross.
33年半的时间。
For the 33 and a half years.
我们知道主在地上付了何等重大的代价。
We know what a great price our Lord had paid on earth.
他背负的十字架。跟随神的带领。
He took up his cross and followed the Lord's leading.
他受尽了一切的羞辱。
He suffered all the shame.
受尽所有一切的痛苦。
All the anguish.
那么最后呢，我们知道他也为我们受死在十字架。
In the end, he died for us on the cross.
主的这个代价是我们难以想象的重大。
The price that the Lord paid simply is beyond our imagination.
所以我想初期的圣徒们。
So the early saints,
尤其他的门徒们,
especially his disciples,
曾经跟随过主耶稣基督的人,
who had followed the Lord Jesus,
他们永远不能忘记主最后上十字架的那一幕情况。
They would never forget that scene on the cross.
那位慈爱的主,
that loving Lord,
曾经跟随过在一起生活三年半的主。
Who once lived with them together for 3.5 years.
竟然受到这么大的羞辱。
Eventually, who suffered such reproach, such anguish.
被人无理地把他钉死在十字架上。
And people just nailed him to the cross without any reason.
然后他们也看见主耶稣在这一切苦难中间主的忠诚。
And then they see amid all these afflictions how faithful our Lord was.
看见主的表现。
And they saw his actions.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
也许有很多人觉得说哎呀昨天晚上孙弟兄的信息实在是太严厉了。
Maybe many people would feel that last night Brotherson's message was too severe.
怎么这么严肃呢
How could it be so serious?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果你仔细读 使徒们的书信的话
If you read the Acts, the epistles of the apostles carefully,
使徒们对于教会的那一个指责是更严厉的。
The rebuke from the apostles was even more severe.
因为有些话我们都没有时间读，我也不大敢读。
Some of the words we didn't have time to read them. I wouldn't dare to read them either.
弟兄姊妹，你如果把那些话读一读的话，你就看见使徒们对于教会在地上的那种偏离，稍微的偏离，他们的里面是何等的愤慨。
Brother and sister, if you just read those rebukes, you could feel that anger, just from the apostles, even when the church just went astray a little bit.
为什么会这样?
Why is it so?
因为他们永远不能忘记那位钉死在十字架上的主。
Because they could never have forgotten the Lord nailed on the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
主为我们付上何等的代价。
What a price that the Lord has paid for us.
这个痛苦是何等大的。
And how great his pain is.
为什么这个代价这么大呢?
Why is the price so great?
因为主要得着的是非常荣耀的一件事。
Because this matter is so glorious that the Lord wants to gain.
今天我们对主有亏欠。
Today we simply fall short of him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们对于教会的事我们有亏欠。
Brothers and sisters,We simply fall short of all of the church matters.
We really
don't feel what's the importance of all the churches building
up. We
only feel that we ourselves are important. But the apostles' feelings
weren't so.
When they saw just a little bit of apostasy, they couldn't stand it.
因为他们不能忘记钉十字架的主。
Because they could never forget the Lord crucified on the cross.
不能忘记主所付的代价是多么的重大。
Neither could they forget the great price that the Lord had paid.
愿圣灵在我们里面仍旧把基督钉十字架的光景活化在我们的眼前。
May the Holy Spirit portray vividly, publicly the Lord and His crucifixion.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
你若看见这一幕的光景
If you could see this scene.
你不能忍受地上教会光景的偏离。
Then you cannot understand this apostasy of the church.
你也无法忍受仇敌今天在教会里面还有这么猖狂的作为。
Nor could you stand the fierce work from our enemy at church.
你必定会像使徒们一样忠心地站出来。
You must be like the apostles faithfully to stand up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters, may the Lord be merciful to us.
如果将来我们进入永世进入神的国度能够得主的称许和奖赏
If when we enter the eternity enter into the kingdom and we could be praised by him
必须付代价跟随主
Then we have to pay a price to follow him
必须维系教会的纯正
We have to maintain the purity of the church.
绝对不能容许这个世界的东西进到教会。
We never allowed any earthly things to come in.
绝对不能容许人的肉体在教会中有什么掌权。
Nor we tolerate any dominion of the flesh.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
摸到教会是严肃的事情。
Whenever we talk about the church, it's such a solemn matter.
我从很年轻时候蒙召出来侍奉主。
Ever since I was young, I was called to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我知道在很多的事情上，主都容忍我。
Brothers and sisters, I know in many things the Lord has been tolerating me.
我有个人很大的软弱，也有很多失败。
I personally have many weaknesses and many failures.
但是有一件事情我知道主从来不容忍的。
But one thing I do know that the Lord will never compromise.
当我们摸着教会的事的时候。
That is when we touch upon the matter of the church.
神绝不容许我们随便做一件事情。
God will never allow us to do anything recklessly.
就像摩西当初要建造会幕的时候。
Just as Moses when he was about to build the tabernacle.
蒙神严严地警戒他。
God severely warned him.
每一样事物必须照着山上的样式。
Everything had to be done according to the patterns on the mountain.
一针一线，神都不让摩西自己去做什么。
God would not even allow Moses to do things even with one thread or one needle.
弟兄姊妹，你如果看见主耶稣在十字架上那个受死的光景。
Brothers and sisters, if you could see how the Lord suffered dying on the cross.
那个代价的重大。
And the heaviness of that price.
你就知道教会在主的眼中是多么宝贵的一件事。
Then you will know how precious the church is in the sight of God.
今天人在地上，在主的教会里胡作非为。
Today people are doing things recklessly and lawfully among His church.
我们高兴做什么就做什么。
We desire to do whatever we want.
我们不喜欢什么就拒绝什么。
If we dislike anything, we just refuse them.
请我们记得。
Please do remember, this is such a solemn matter.
我不知道如何发表我自己里面的感觉。
I simply do not know how to express my inner feelings.
我只觉得使徒们当初他们在主跟前的态度是谨慎的。
But I do know the attitudes of the apostles before the Lord were very serious.
保罗服侍主的教会。
Paul served his church.
保罗是战惊恐惧的。
With tremble, with fear.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
求主给我们里面能有这样的一个认识和有这样的一个态度。
May the Lord would give us this understanding and attitude within us.
愿神借着永远的灵常常把我们带到加略山。
Oh, may God through His eternal spirit often lead us to the Calvary.
弟兄姊妹永远不要忘记
Brothers and sisters, never forget
主如何为我们死在十字架。
How the Lord has died on the cross.
主如何忠诚的
How has he been faithfully to accomplish his work?
那个代价是大的。
This price was grave.
绝不容许神付了这么重大代价的事情在我们的手中轻易随便的把它来做成。
We would never allow things easily falling away since God has paid such a great price for this.
所以我们的主是背负着十字架完成了神的旨意。
Therefore, our Lord taking up His cross and fulfill God's will.
圣经告诉我们说，仆人不能高过主人。
Therefore, the Bible teaches that a servant could never be higher than a master, nor a student above his teacher.
他如何，我们也应当如何。
As He is, so are we.
所以彼得在晚年的时候
Therefore, in Peter's old age,
他写信鼓励神的百姓
As he wrote the epistle to encourage his people
他说主为我们做了受苦的榜样
He says the Lord has been an example for us as a suffering example
我们应当按照他的脚中行
We should follow his footsteps
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
主在地上为着背负这个神的旨意受了何等大的苦难。
In order to fulfill the Lord's will, what suffering the Lord had endured.
保罗说他被骂不还口。
Paul said that when he was rebuked, he would never talk back.
受害也不说威胁的话。
He would not speak threatening words when he was transgressed.
他只将自己交托那按公义审判人的。
Simply committing himself to the one who judges righteously.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是十字架。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the cross.
这是主的十字架。
This is the Lord's cross.
所以主首先，他道成肉身到地上来，为我们做了一个忠心的榜样。
So first, the Lord became flesh and came to the world, and He became the example of faithfulness for our sake. We thank the Lord.
当主耶稣基督复活升天之后
When He was raised from the dead and when He had
我们看见在头一个世纪他就得着了一批忠心跟
随他的。We see in the first century he gained a group of people who faithfully follow him.
保罗是其中的一个。
And Paul was one of them.
保罗也可以说是在主的忠心之外的另外的见证人之一。
Paul could be one of the witnesses of the Lord's faithfulness apart from the Lord himself.
因为在保罗的一生的经历里面是比较完整。
Because in Paul's whole life's experiences is quite complete.
所以我们也用保罗的经历那么来看一看这个忠心。
So that we would like to consider this faithfulness using Paul's experiences.
我们曾经讲过。
We once mentioned.
神在创造亚当夏娃之后。
Now after God created it, Adam
and Eve. 大概经过了1500年。
Maybe after 1500 years.
神在西乃山上把他创世以来的心意启示给摩西。
And then God revealed his heart to Moses from the beginning of the foundation of the world.
这是神在人类的历史上的第一步的重大行动。
This is the first great action in human history.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们讲过西乃山只不过是一个好像光光秃秃的一个土山。
We said Mount Sinai is just a barren mound.
但是因为神的荣耀降在这座山上。
But because God's glory came upon it.
所以今天西乃山对于我们来讲具备非凡的意义。
So today Mount Sinai toward us has this extraordinary meaning.
如果你今天要去那个西乃山上去观光是没什么好看。
But if you want to go sightseeing this Mount Sinai, there is really nothing to see.
但是在人类的历史上那里曾经发生过大事情。
But amid human's history, something great happened.
因为神在那个山上向摩西显现。
Because on that mountain, God revealed himself to Moses. God gave them the law.
神把会幕的样式赐给他。
Gave them a pattern of the building up the tabernacle.
呼召了以色列的百姓们成为祭司的国度。
And there God also called Israelites to become the priests of kingdom.
这是神在人类历史上的第一步大的行动。
This is the first great step in human history.
从那个时候开始起。
From that time on.
我们晓得神又忍耐了相当长的一段年日。
God forbore us for a long time again.
从西乃山以后经过2500年。
After Mount Sinai, after another 2500 years,
神开始有第二步重大的行动。
Now God's second greatest step started.
但是很奇妙，这一步的行动呢，乃是发生在罗马的监牢里面。
But amazingly, this second great act happened in a Roman prison.
神的作为完全超乎人的想象。
So God's deeds totally exceeds our imagination.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
在2500年西乃山之后2500年神在罗马的地牢里面那么找着了保罗。
2500 years after Mount Sinai, in the Roman dungeon, the Lord found Paul.
神在那里有一个更重大的行动。
There God had this greater action there.
使徒保罗就在监牢的里面得着了神创始以来还未曾向人启示过的神的心意。
In that prison, Apostle Paul received the Lord's vision, which has never been revealed since the foundation of the world.
当然，这一次的启示更清楚地解释了西乃山上的那个启示。
And this revelation explains even clearly of the first revelation on Mount Sinai.
我们知道当这个启示临到保罗的时候
We know that when this revelation came to Paul,
这也是神把一个重大的托付在保罗的身上。
This is the time when the Lord entrusted this great commission to Paul.
保罗在监牢里面写了四封书信，其中有两封非常重要的。
Therefore, Paul wrote four prison epistles. Two of them were extremely important.
一封就是以弗所书。
One is Ephesians.
另外一封就是哥罗西书。
And that the other one is the Colossians.
保罗在罗马的监牢里面。
Paul in the Roman prison.
明白了神的奥秘就是基督。
Understood the mystery of God is Christ.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个奥秘啊
，Brother and sister, today this mystery
在教会里面完全被忽略
，has been totally neglected among churches.
没有多少人懂得什么叫做神的奥秘就是基督。
No, not too many people understand that the mystery of God is Christ.
我不晓得在座的我们弟兄姊妹，我们明白这个意义吗
？I don't know, brothers and sisters in our midst, do you understand it?
这是神最重要的启示。
This is the ultimately important revelation from God.
那么神的奥秘就是基督。
God's mystery is Christ.
原来在创世之前隐藏在神心中的一个最重的意念就是基督。
Before the foundation of the world, the hidden most important notion in God is Christ.
所以神的儿子到地上来成功救赎，那个成功救赎还不是最主要的目的。
So God sent him to the world to accomplish the redemption. That's not the ultimate goal.
神的儿子到地上来上十字架最重要的意义是要成就那个基督。
When God's Son came to the world to be crucified, the most important meaning is to fulfill Christ.
所以主耶稣必须到地上来成为人。
Therefore, the Lord had to become flesh.
因为他要在人的地位上面把基督的意义完全把它完成了。
Because on the position of man, he had to fully complete the meaning of Christ.
所以当他从死里复活之后
，When he was raised from the dead,
使徒们就宣告说
，Apostle。Proclaimed,
神已经立他为主为基督了。
God has made him ruler and the prince and the Christ.
主耶稣基督把神心目中那个基督的意义首先完成。
The Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished the meaning of Christ in God.
神就用他做元首。
And then God made him the head.
然后以弗所书就告诉我们。
And then Ephesians dictates that the church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，教会不是一个宗教团体。
The church is not a religious organization. It's the body of Christ.
那么就告诉我们说，今天我们这所有蒙恩得救的人
，That tells us all of us who are saved by His grace.
神把我们聚集在一起，就是要把我们建立成为基督的身体。
God has gathered us to be built up to become the body of Christ.
所以圣灵有一个非常重要的工作。
So the Holy Spirit has an important work.
就要把我们每一个人都磨成基督的形象。
That is, everyone should be conformed to the image of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这个元首是基督
，This head is Christ，
这个身体也是基督
，And this body is also Christ。
这就是神原初呢，在创造整个世界之前，在隐藏在它里面的一个重要的思想。
This is the original hidden thought before He created all the universe。
这才是神的目的。
This is God's purpose。
神不改变的目的。
This is God's unchangeable purpose。
这也是救恩更高的目的。
And this is the higher goal of our salvation。
这才是今天神对教会重大的托付。
And this is the great entrustment to the church today。
我们晓得福音的工作是重要的。
We know that gospel work is very important。
弟兄姊妹，福音的工作实在来讲是为了建立基督的身体。
But brothers and sisters, practically speaking, the work of the gospel outreaching is to fulfill the work of Christ。
这只不过是神所有工作的第一步而已。
This is all the first step of all of God's work。
神工作不能光停留在我们蒙恩得救。
God's work will never stay just only at the time when we were first saved。
神必须把我们这些蒙恩得救的人建造成为基督的身体。
God has to build up all of us who are saved by His grace。Into the body of Christ.
那弟兄姊妹，请我们记得。
Brothers and sisters, let us remember.
这是神的目的。
This is God's purpose.
这也是今天仇敌攻击的一个重点。
And this is all the very target that our enemy wants to attack.
撒旦极力所要破坏的是基督的身体。
Satan, with all his means, wants to damage Christ's body.
这就是为什么今天在地上的教会中有这么多的难处。
This is why among the churches today on earth there are so many problems.
神是要把我们这些在人在基督里把它建立成合一的。
No, God wants to build us all up in one in the body of Christ.
那是仇敌所做的。极力的做破坏的工作，变分裂的工作。
And what the devil does is doing all he could to divide into all the divisions.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是神的托付。
This is God's entrustment.
今天我们要向着神的托付中心。
Now today we have to be faithful to His commission.
教会的生活非常的重要。
Therefore, the church life is extremely important.We have to love the Lord.
我们爱主的教会。
And also love the Lord's church.
啊，这里有一点点分别。
There is a bit difference here.
今天我知道各个聚会都很爱你们的团体。
I know all the churches among different places all love your assemblies.
爱团体还不等于爱教会。
But to love this assembly, the corporation doesn't mean you love the Christ.
我们希望我们的团体里面具备有基督身体的意义。
We hope all of us would have the very meaning of the body of Christ among the corporations.
这是非常重大的一个题目。
Of course, this is such a great theme.
我们的时间很有限。
Because of our time is limited.
我只能简单的、扼要的把这个目的给弟兄姊妹们做简单的一个交通。
Now I would like just simply and right to the point to share on this topic.
我们知道以弗所跟哥罗西这两卷书。
We know Ephesians and Colossians, these two epistles.
都是写给在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
Are all written to those who are faithful in Christ.
在保罗所有的书信里面
，Among all Paul's epistles，
只有这两封书信提到是写给有忠心的人。
Only these two epistles were addressed to those who are faithful.
因为这里讲到神的托付。
Because here they speak of the commission of the Lord.
神的托付只有在忠心的人身上。能够得到实现。
Now God's entrustment can only be carried out among the faithful ones.
保罗也知道，如果这两封书信写给那些不忠心的人，那等于白写。
Paul also knew that if he were to write these two epistles to those unfaithful ones, it is simply wasting his time.
所以今天在教会里面，只有你向着主有忠心，弟兄姊妹，你才配读这两卷书。
So brothers and sisters, among all the churches, unless you are faithful, then you're not worthy to read these two epistles.
因为这两封书信是写给忠心的人。
Because these two epistles were written to those who are faithful.
所以，弟兄姊妹，我们现在很清楚。
So brothers and sisters, it's clear to us now.
神的托付是要求忠心。
God's entrustment is simply to for us to be faithful.
我们感谢。
We thank our Lord.
保罗是在主头一个世纪所拣选的一个器皿。
Paul was a vessel chosen by God in the first century.
神不仅把这个重大的启示托付给他。
Not only did God entrust him with this great commission.
因为神以他为有忠心。
Because God counted him faithful.
所以保罗一直讲说，神因为以我有忠心，所以派我服侍他。
So Paul said, God counted me faithful, so he gave me.The privilege to serve him.
当然我们知道保罗蒙恩得救的这个经历。
We all know the Paul's conversion experience.
他在很年轻的时候。
When he was young.
他就受到了斯提凡的影响。
He was greatly impacted by Stephen.
斯提凡的死。
Stephen's death.
对于保罗是一个重大的一个影响。
Was a great influence on Paul.
这个印象啊。是一生不能磨灭。
And this impression is indelible.
那幅光景实在太清楚。
Wow, that scene is so clear.
太深刻。
It's so deep.
所以至于后来他跟路加讲到这一段故事的时候，讲得非常的详尽。
So later on when he talked to Luke about this scene, he said it so thoroughly.
他不仅受到斯提凡的影响。
Not only he was impacted by Stephen.
后来在大马色路上，我们都知道他遇见了主。
But on the road to Damascus, as we all know, he met our Lord.
主亲自向他显现。
The Lord himself revealed to him.
他在那里看见了异象。
There he saw the vision.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个异象。
This vision
被称作是不可以违背的意象。
It's called a vision that could never be disobeyed.
今天很多弟兄姊妹们常常祷告，主啊，求你开我们的眼睛，让我们有看见。
Today, many brothers and sisters pray that Lord open up our eyes so we could see you.
你知道你这个祷告多严肃吗
？Do you know how serious your prayer is?
主若真的开了你的眼睛
，If the Lord does open your eyes,
你就被神的意象。整个抓住。
Then you will be completely grasped by this vision.
你的一生都不能违背这个意
象。All your life, you are not to disobey the vision.
所以到最后，我们知道，在《使徒行传》第二十六章，保罗站在亚基帕王的面前受审。
So in Acts 26, as Paul stood on trial before King Agrippa.
保罗讲那句话的时候。
When Paul said this.
弟兄姊妹，如果你有经历。
Brothers and sisters, if you do have the experience,
你就知道这句话是多么的心酸的。
You know how heartbreaking this saying is.
他这个句话后面包括他几十年跟随主的经历。
Behind this saying that includes all decades of years of serving and following the Lord.
在我们来看，保罗是一个多么勇敢、多么忠心服侍主的人。
As to us, Paul was such a faithful.And a brave person who follows the Lord.
但是保罗知道自己是跌跌爬爬过来的。
But Paul knew himself. He had been stumbling all the way.
经过多少试探引诱的环境。
He had been through all the temptation, all the trials.
经过多少危机的环境。
All the crises.
到最后回到耶路撒冷的时候，几乎就失败了。
In the end, when he came to Jerusalem, he almost failed.
若不是神的手握住他。
If not for God's hand who tightly held him.
弟兄姊妹们，他要受到他自己话语的审判。
Brothers and sisters, Paul would be judged by his own word then.
他曾经对彼得讲过。
He once said to Peter.
我们素来所拆毁的，若重新建造，就证明自己是罪人。
If we destroy what we had being building, then we prove that we are transgressors.
你看他指责彼得的时候，他是多么的勇敢。
You see how brave that Paul was when he rebuked Peter.
但是没有想到他自己最后回耶路撒冷的时候，他几乎就在雅各的面前就失败了。
Little did he think that when he went back to Jerusalem right before James, he almost failed.
后来是主的手握住他。
But the Lord's hand held him.
主的手帮助他忠心到底。
Helped him to be faithful to the end.
所以因此他站在亚基帕王的面前。
Therefore, when he stood before King Agrippa,
他说亚基帕王啊。
He said, King Agrippa,
故此。
Therefore,
故此。
Because of this,
我没有违背那从天上。
I've never been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
没有神的手的带领和保护。
Without the leading and protection of the Lord's hand.
我们无法在今天这样一个可怕的环境中能够忠心到底。
It's simply impossible. There is no way for us to be faithful to the end in such a dreadful environment.
神的工作，在撒旦的工作在神的眼中来看算不得什么。
Satan's work is nothing in the eye of our God.
但是我们这些人呢
？But we as people.
弟兄姊妹们，在仇敌的工作跟前，我们是很微小的。
We are so little before the task of the enemy and the Satan.
我们靠着我们自己是胜不过仇敌的。
By ourselves, we can never overcome this enemy.
我们很容易失败，很容易软弱。
So easily we become weak and we fail.
若不是主的手握住。
If not for the hand of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人能够忠心到底。
That sustains us, none of us will be faithful to the end.
感谢主，今天我们回头看保罗的经历。
As we look back on Paul's experiences,
叫我们里面非常的得安慰和鼓舞。
It gives great comfort and encouragement to us.
但今天我们要效法弟兄们的心智。
Now today we have to imitate their mind.
那么保罗是怎样的在神的这个重大的托付底下，他能够尽他的忠心的呢
？Now how does Paul fulfill this faithfulness under the great entrustment from God?
我想我们要回到一些最基本的一些经历的上面。
Now I think we have to come back to the very basic experiences.
也许这些经历呢，我们是常常听见。
Maybe these basic experiences you've heard so often.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们习以为常的，都觉得好像这些老生常谈了，就觉得好像没有什么。
We are so used to it. We think this is just platitude. There's nothing to it.
但是能够帮助我们忠心到底的，必须靠着这些最基本的经历。
But for us to be able to be faithful to the end, we have to depend on these basic principles.
我们的主怎样背负着十字架？完成了神的托付。
How does our Lord bear His cross to fulfill God's task?
能够向父神尽忠心。
To be faithful to His Father God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天保罗也是一样，他要背起十字架跟从主。
Likewise, today Paul also has to bear his own cross.
我们知道在圣经的里面。
We know in the Bible.
对十字架认识的最清楚的就是保罗。
The one who knows the cross so clearly and thoroughly is Paul.
保罗解释十字架的意义。
As Paul explains the meaning of the cross.
也是解释的最深刻的。
He explains it so profoundly.
他是把基督的那个钉的十字架的意义完全应用在我们属灵的生活。
He applies the meaning of the Lord's crucifixion into our spiritual life.
并且保罗不仅是在他的书信中把十字架的意义解释得清楚。
Not only does he explain thoroughly in his epistles.
保罗也是一生在主跟前执行十字架。
But all his life he carries his cross.
他是一个彻彻底底活在十字架原则底下。
Thoroughly and completely he lives under the principle of the cross.
我们可以看从初期教会圣徒们的书信里面看见。
Now from the epistles in the early church days.
保罗是在十字架这个原则底下最用功的一个人。
Paul is the one who labors most in this principle of the cross.
因为保罗知道一件事情。
But because Paul knows one thing.
我们天然的己如果没有经过十字架的破碎。
If our natural self is not broken by the cross.
我们是不可能忠心的。
We'll not be able to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹，一个自私的人绝对不可能忠心。
Brothers and sisters, a selfish person can never be faithful.
一个活在己里面的人是不可能成为忠心
的。A person who lives within his self can never be faithful.
所以我们需要经过十字架的工作。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to go through the work of the cross.
那么保罗用了一种特别的说法。
And Paul uses a special saying.
他说我身上带着耶稣的印记。
He says that in me I have the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ.The seal.
什么是耶稣基督的印记？
And what is the seal of the Lord Jesus Christ?
那个就是讲到死的判决。
Which alludes to the outcome of death.
The sentence of death.
The sentence of death.
所以保罗明白一件事情。
So Paul understands one thing.
十字架的死对我们来讲是个判决。
Now, the death on the cross is a sentence to us.
是一个被判死刑的人。
Is a man who's sentenced to die.
是一个被处死的人。
A man who's executed.
那保罗用了这么一个法律上的语言。
Therefore, the law, Paul used a legal term.
非常的特别。
It's very, peculiar.
带着耶稣基督印记就是死的判决。
Paul says, in me, I have the seal of Jesus Christ, and this is the sentence of death.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主在地上的时候。
When our Lord is on earth,
他的一生也是活在死的判决底下。
All his life he lived under the judgment of death.
你看，当主最后啊被带到这个大祭司的院里受审判的时候
，When the Lord finally was led to the court of the high priest to be judged,
许多的人在那里极力的在那里也控告他。
So many people accused him exceedingly.
做假见证控告他。
They put out a false accusation.
但是主站在那里一言都不说。
But the Lord stood there without any word.
后来拉到比拉多的面前。
When he was brought before Pilate.
比拉多说这么多人控告你，你一句话都不回答吗
？And Pilate said, "With so many people accusing you, would you not say any word?"
因为主也一句话都不讲。
There the Lord said nothing, not even word.
主这个时候是活在十字架这个死的判决底下。
Because we know right now the Lord lived.Under the judgment of the cross of death.
那后来保罗解释
and then,
这个死的判决就是我们向自己死。
And Paul explained it to us that this judgment of death is to die to yourself, but to live toward God.
十字架经历最高的经历就是以赛亚书五十三章告诉我们讲到羔羊的默默无声。
Now the pinnacle of the experience of a cross is spelled out Isaiah 53, that is, the lamb was quiet.
什么叫做羔羊的默默无声呢
？And what is the silence of the lamb？
那就是个死的判决。
And that is the judgment of death.
所以这些人控告他的时候呢
？So when these people accuse him，
主站在那里好像是一个死了的人。
The Lord stood there as a dead person.
死人是不需要有反应的。
So a dead person has no response.
啊，这是一个秘诀。
And this is a secret.
所以那些人极力的控告。
So when those people exceedingly accuse him， the Lord had no response.
弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
保罗完全明白这个意义。
Paul totally understood this.
所以保罗后来在他的侍奉里面
Therefore, in Paul's service later on,
他说我身上带着耶稣的印记。
He says, I have the seal of Jesus in me.
有死的判决在我身上。
The judgment of death is in me.
所以当他面临教会中许多的难处的时候
So when he faced all the hardships, the difficulties among the churches,
弟兄姊妹们，他站在死的原则上。
Brothers and sisters, he stood in the principle of death.
我们晓得。
We know this.
如果你站在这个死的原则上面。
If you stand in the principle of death.
不仅人对你无可奈何。
Not only would people have nothing to, could do nothing to you.
连魔鬼对你也没办法。
But not even, the devil could do anything to you.
这真是一个秘诀。
So truly, this is a real secret.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天要忠心跟随主。
Today, for us to follow the Lord faithfully.
身上必须带着耶稣死的印记。
In us, we have to carry the seal of Jesus.
死的判决。
And the judgment of death.
我曾经呢，有一次在电视上啊，看到他们记者去访问那些判死刑的人。
One time I saw this on TV when reporters interview those people who are on death row.
有的人已经在判了死刑，但是还没处决。
Some people were sentenced to death, but not yet executed yet.
啊，所以这些记者们去访问他的时候。
So as these reporters went to interview them.
哎，我就看见说，我说这些人不像犯人嘛，好，很善良啊。
As I look at them, these people do not look like criminals. They seem to be very nice.
啊，记者访问他们，他们讲话很温柔的。
When the reporters interview them, they said very gentle words.
一点都不像杀人犯。
Not like a criminal at all, not like a murderer.
啊，因为什么呢？已经判死刑了。
Because they were already sentenced to die.
死的判决底下，人还变得善良起来了。
You see, under the judgment of the sentence of death, people became nice.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当然，有少数的人是很顽强的。
Of course, few of them were very stubborn.
大多数这些判死刑的人呢，你就到最后看呢，都很善良。
But most of those people who are on death row, you see them are pretty nice.
如果今天我们能活在死的判决底下。
So today, if we could live under the judgment of death,
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
教会的难处难不倒你的。
With all the problems in the church, they would never overcome you.
仇敌的试探引诱对你也没有什么效果。
And the temptation and the seduction from the Satan won't work in you.
我从明白这个道理之后，我在主面前也学着哈。
After I understood this principle, I tried to learn beforehand.
我们都知道，在教会侍奉上面不可能没有难处。
We know it's impossible not to have any problems among the church service.
地上绝对没有完全美好的教会。
There is no perfect, beautiful church on earth yet.
我们有些弟兄姊妹们，这个教会不行，换了，结果越换越糟啊。
Some brothers and sisters don't like this church, so they go to another one. But the more they change, the worse the situation becomes.
所以你不是换教会的问题。
So the problem is not of changing the church.
你要学习背着十字架跟。
You have to learn to take up your cross to follow the Lord.
好。所以呢，我常常有时候在主面前要进入，特别要进入教会的侍奉聚会的时候。
So before the Lord, especially as I am about to go into a church service meeting.
哎，我提醒我自己是个死人。
I have to remind myself that I'm a dead person.
所以呢，我进到聚会里面，他们发意见攻击你，没关系。
So when
死人不需要有反应。
So when I go to this service meeting, when people are showing their opinions, attacking you, but that's okay because you're a dead person.
啊，我有一次在走道上碰见一个弟兄。
One time I came across a brother in the hallway.
啊，这个弟兄呢很聪明的，他就是有的时候的喜欢讽刺你一点呢，喜欢刺激你一点。
This brother, he was very smart, but he just liked to be sarcastic to prick you sometimes.
他跑到我面前啊，我笑眯眯的对着他。
Now when he came to me, I was facing him with a smile.
他就想讲话。
He was about to say something.
他一看我。
But when he saw me,
算了。
I forget it.
死人呢？
Because it's a dead person.
你碰了死人，你还有什么好讲的呢？对不对
？When you come across a dead person, what can you say?
这是个秘诀啊
，Brother and sister, this is a secret.
今天我们要能忠心。
Today we have to be faithful.
我们必须学习向自己死。
For us to do so, we have to die to ourselves.
所以，何寿恩教师的诗歌写得非常好。Miss Barber.
Therefore, Miss Barber's hymn said so well.
他里面一句话说：“忠魂都当进加略。”哇
！He says all the faithful souls should go to Calvary.
所有忠心的人都要经过加略山。
Now all the faithful ones have to go through the Calvary.
不背十字架是不可能忠心。
Without carrying your own cross, it's impossible for you to be faithful.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
保罗身上带着耶稣的印记。
Paul had the seal of Jesus in him.
所以他能在那样一个充满艰难、困苦、试炼、危险的环境里面能够忠心到。
Therefore, he was able to be faithful in that kind of environment with all the difficulties, dangers, and temptations.
这是第一方面的学习。
Now, this is the first learning we have to notice.
我们身上必须带着基督That
we have to carry in us the seal, the judgment sentence of death.
我们立志没有用的。
It's impossible. It's just useless for us to make will to do so.
我们其实大家在那唱要忠心，要忠心啊。
Even though we could sing, be faithful, be faithful.
到时候还是很难忠心。
But still, it's going to be very hard for you to be faithful.
你也不说主啊，我要做个忠心的人。
Nor could you say, Lord, I want to be faithful people.
一祷告完爬起来就不忠心。
But the moment when you rise up from your prayer, you become unfaithful.
这个不是你啊，凭着自己的这个血气之勇能做到
的。You can never do this by your own bravery from your flesh.
必须在你的身上看见那个死的判决。
Now you have to see in you there is this sentence of death.
让我们学习背负主的十字架。面对一切所有的环境。
Let's all learn to carry the Lord's cross and face all the situations.
第二方面。
Now, secondly,
我们知道保罗是一个跟随圣灵的人。
We know that Paul is the one who follows the Holy Spirit.
当你读新约圣经的时候。
When you read the New Testament books.
你看主耶稣在约翰福音里面讲到了这位保惠师。
Now, the Lord speaks of this Holy Spirit, the Comforter, in the book of John.
但是呢，解释圣灵的工作最详尽的就是保罗。
But it is Paul who expounds most thoroughly of the work of the Holy Spirit.
保罗讲到今天呢，我们能够入主的门，这是圣灵的引导啊。
Paul says that today we can enter into the Lord is because of the leading of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵重生我们的。
It's the Holy Spirit has regenerated us.
没有圣灵的带领，你在属灵世上根本不可能入。
Without the leading of the Holy Spirit, you simply have the way to enter into all the spiritual matters.
人靠肉体是没办法入门的。
By our flesh, there's no way to enter it.
是保罗告诉我们在天天的生活里面要思想圣灵。
Therefore, Paul tells us that daily in our life, we have to meditate on the Holy Spirit.
体贴圣灵在我们身上带领。
To be mindful of the leading of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们要永远感谢我们的天父。
Brothers and sisters, we'll forever be thankful for our Heavenly Father.
从我们蒙恩得救的那天开始。
From the day that we are saved by grace.
他就差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
He has sent the Holy Spirit to indwell us.
所以圣灵就在我们里面陪伴我们一生的年日。
The Holy Spirit has accompanied us
all our lives. 无论你到哪里，圣灵在哪里。
Wherever you are, the Holy Spirit is there.
无论你做什么事，圣灵在哪里。
Whatever you do, the Holy Spirit is there.
无论你怎样思想，圣灵在哪里。
Whatever you think, then the Holy Spirit is there.
所以我们对于这一位住在我们里面的灵。
So, for, to this Holy Spirit indwelling us,
因为他承接神的托付，要把基督所完成的做在我们身上。
He has received the entrustment from God to fulfill that in us.
所以我们不仅思想他，我们需要体贴他。
Now, not only do we remember him, but we also have to be mindful of him.
基督徒要学会不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Christians have to learn not to quench the Holy Spirit.
保罗在罗马书还告诉我们，要靠着圣灵。致死身体的恶行。
Now in Romans, Paul tells us that by the Holy Spirit to put to death all your deeds in the flesh.
因为圣灵在我们里面会提醒我们你错了。
Because the Holy Spirit will remind us in us that you're wrong.
我们良心的感觉有时候很麻木的。
The feeling of our conscience sometimes is very callous.
圣灵告诉我们错了。
But the Holy Spirit tells us you're wrong.
圣灵致死身体的恶行。
At this time, you have to by the Holy Spirit to put to death the flesh's work.
我们弟兄讲到。这个学习跟随圣灵就是实行的十字架。
So some brother tells us to learn to follow Holy Spirit is simply to execute the principle of the cross.
其实圣灵也可以被称作是十字架的灵。
Actually, the Holy Spirit could be called the Spirit of the cross.
我们要叫十字架的工作更明显在我们身上是需要圣灵把我们引进去的。
Now the Holy Spirit has to us enter into the conspicuous work of the cross.
所以保罗也鼓励我们。
So Paul encourages us to follow the Holy Spirit.
紧紧地跟随圣灵。
To follow him closely.
我们看见在《使徒行传》里面，保罗侍奉主是跟着圣灵走。
We know that in Acts, how Paul served the Lord, he followed the Holy Spirit closely.
他要不要去一个地方？他要摸摸圣灵的感动。
Whether he wanted to go to a place, he had first to touch the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
他要不要做这件事情，他要看看圣灵有没有这样带领。
Whether he was about to do the thing, he had to check the leading of the Holy Spirit first.
他是紧紧跟随圣灵。
He was the one who followed Holy Spirit so closely.
弟兄姊妹，这个非常的重要。
Brother and sister, this is extremely vital.
今天因为很多仇敌的诡计，我们并不能完全明白。
Because of the schemes of our enemy, we do not quite understand this.
但是圣灵能洞悉仇敌所有一切的作为。
But the Holy Spirit is able to discern all the works of the enemy.
所以你跟从圣灵是最安全。
So if you follow the Holy Spirit, that you will be secure to save you from all the failures.
保罗甚至告诉我们，
Paul even tells us,
在我们祷告的时候，都需要跟圣灵之间有配合。
Now, even when we are praying, we have to work together with the Holy Spirit.
罗马书第八章讲到，圣灵在我们里面是祷告的灵。
Now, Romans 8 tells us that the indwelling Holy Spirit is the spirit of prayer. We thank the Lord. That's meantime, we don't know how to pray. But the Holy Spirit knows the thoughts within us and also knows the will of the Heavenly Father. Therefore, Paul says that Holy Spirit intercedes for us with this unspeakable mourning. Brother and sister, do we know this? When you do not pray, how grieving the Holy Spirit within you is. And without ceasing, He continues to pray for you. And the Holy Spirit also gives all kinds of gifts to men, so that men could serve the Lord. So today in our services, we have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and apply all of our gifts.
保罗在地上的时候, 他是一个全心全意跟随圣灵的。
Paul, while he was on earth, he was the one who followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
他不仅认识圣灵,
not only did he know the Holy Spirit,
他实际地在生活中间来实行,
but in his practical life, he carried it all out.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们看见保罗当年所处的那个环境是非常险恶的。
Now, as we consider this environment that when Paul was in, we know those days were perilous, very difficult.
我们如果把保罗一生的故事稍微读一读,
if you read all of Paul's story,
受了多少的苦难,
oh, how much suffering he went through.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
能够把他从这个苦难中带过来的,
the one who is able to lead him on and through the suffering, is God, and he's able to follow the Lord's footsteps through the cross and through the Christ's work. He was able to go through all those difficult days. Paul's afflictions were very much compatible to, with David's sufferings. Because all their afflictions were for the house of God. Little did they suffer for their own misdeeds. They suffer for the sake of the entrustment of the Lord.
到最后,
in the end,
保罗把自己交奠在神的跟前,
Paul poured out himself before God.
至死忠心,
he was faithful unto death.
并且在他死之前,
and before he died,
他得着神喜悦的名证,
he gained this proof that he was pleasing to God.
他知道有公义的冠冕为他存留,
he knew that this righteous crown was reserved for him.
所以他用这些话鼓舞提摩太,
therefore, he used these words to exalt, encourage Timothy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
today
only faithful ones will receive the reward.
We all
know the time when the Lord comes, a millennium kingdom would be ushered
in.
In this kingdom, every faithful one will receive his reward. We have to fix our eyes upon the glory of the age to come. Now, in Paul's epistles, he often mentioned this reward. Now, all these years of the days when I've been studying the Bible, this is the thing that I could least understand. Exactly what is this reward? If just from literal words, it seems that there is a crown.
有些基督徒讲说呢，哎呀，将来到天堂就上天堂了吧，带不带冠冕有什么关系？
Some people will say, well, since we will go to heaven, what does it matter if you have a crown or not?
但是对保罗来讲的话呢,
but to Paul,
他是竭尽一生数的力量要得做的,
with all his life's might, he wants to obtain it.
因为他对于神所有给他这个奖赏, 他里面有不同的领会,
therefore, he must have had this different understanding of this reward that God wants to give him.
主也讲到将来一些忠心的人，有人将来可以管十座城，有人可以管五座城。
And the Lord also says that the faithful ones in the age to come will rule over 5 or 10 cities.
哎呀，对那些懒惰的基督徒来讲说呢。
And to those lazy Christians, they would think, oh, this is such a troubled job to rule over cities.
我们记得我们亲爱的徐华弟兄还讲，他说将来呢，他要当上海市市长。
And I remember the brother Zhang Shi once said that he wanted to be the mayor of the city of Shanghai.
他已经到主那去，我们也希望主成全他的心愿。
He has gone to the Lord. We hope that the Lord will fulfill his heart.
上海市很大。
Because Shanghai City is very big. It's not an easy job to rule over all these people. It's better you have nothing to do with it.
十座管五座，哎呀。
Now you have to rule over 10 or 5 cities. Well, look at this.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我想这是我们人天然的思想。
I believe this is the thought of our natural thinking.
我们不太能明白那个奖赏。
We don't really understand what the reward is.
那么保罗在那里论到这个奖赏的时候，你看见他的心是多么的向往啊。
Whenever Paul speaks of this reward, you see the, how his heart is longing for it.
我想我们有时间不能去把这些保罗的 书信里面的一一的提醒。
Now, I don't have time to mention this reward as written in all of Paul's epistles.
不仅保罗这样。
But not only Paul is like this.
在希伯来书第十一章里面告诉。
But also in Hebrews 11.
原来摩西也有这种思想。
Even Moses has this kind of notion.
在希伯来书十一章二十六节说。
In Hebrews 11:26.
摩西看为基督所受的羞辱啊，比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt.
因为他向往得着那个奖赏。
He longed for that reward.
弟兄姊妹，到底这个奖赏是什么？
Now, brothers and sisters, exactly what is this reward?
一定是超乎我们的想象。
This is simply beyond our imagination.
我曾经在这里跟弟兄姊妹们也讲过。
Now, brothers and sisters, I want to share this with you.
有一件事情可以稍微略略的解释。
Now, one thing we could use to explain this, basically,
到主回来的时候,
when the Lord returns,
你看见很多人得奖赏的时候,
when you see so many people are receiving rewards,
圣经告诉我们说, 很多人就在那咬牙切齿,
and the Bible states also that many people will be weeping and gnashing their teeth.
为什么咬牙切齿?
Why? They are gnashing their teeth because they are regretful.
他那个时候知道那什么东西了。
By that time, they would know what the rewards are.
知道那个是宝贵了。
Those are the precious things.
后悔在地上为什么没有好好的跟随主?
And they would regret that why is they do not follow the Lord on earth? Why is they do not follow the Lord faithfully?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果今天我们忽略这个,
if today we neglect this,
我们将来只好加入那个咬牙切齿的行列。
On that day, we can only join them in that rank of people gnashing their teeth and or weeping.
求主怜悯我。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
时候已经到了末了。
Now the time has come to the end.
弟兄姊妹，忠心的呼召是非常的迫切。
Brother and sister, this calling for faithfulness is so urgent.
我们要向着主的名忠心。
We have to be faithful to his name.
向着主忠心。
Faithful to Lord himself.
向着主的托付忠心。
And be faithful to his entrustment.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
求主让我们效法保罗的脚踪。
Now may the Lord enable us to follow the footsteps of Paul.
背起十字架跟从主。
Take up our cross and follow the Lord.
身上带着耶稣的印记。
In us we always bear the seal of Jesus to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
但愿在主的怜悯中。
May, in the mercy of the Lord.
主也使我们每一个人都能成为忠心的人。
May he enable us to be faithful, each single one of us.
愿在那一天。
On that day.
愿在那一天。
On that day.
我们能得主的称许。
We will be praised by him.
主能说好，你的良善有忠心的仆人。
Then the Lord will say to us, good, faithful servant.
请我们低头再点祷告。
Your head bowed, let's have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们愿意把这些话重新一次交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we want to once again commit this word into your hand.
求你越过人的言语，让我们听见你自己的声音。
Oh, may you bypass all the human voices to enable us to hear your voice.
能听见你在最末了的这段时间对我们的呼召。
May hear the calling of you in this very end time.
主啊，我们渴望能够做一个忠心的人。
We long for to be faithful men.
求你借着十字架的工作做工在我们的身上。
We pray that through the work of the cross, you will work in us.
愿我们身上带着你自己的印记。
Oh, may we all bear this seal of you.
实在能够明白什么叫做死的判决。
So that we will truly understand what is the sentence and judgment of death.
好叫我们能更多向着神活着。
So that we could live more to God.
主啊，愿你的灵在我们身上掌管我们。
Oh Lord, may your spirit dominate all our beings.
帮助我们。
Help us.
能够脱离所有一切的试探和引诱。
To be delivered from all the seduction and temptation.
救我们脱离这个可怕的时代。
Oh, deliver us from this perilous, dreadful age.
主啊，保守我们能够欢欢喜喜地来见你。
Oh Lord, keep us so that we will see you with all the joy and gladness.
愿每个弟兄姊妹都成为忠心的人。
So that every brother and sister will become a faithful one.
愿你的名在我们身上被尊重。
May your name be highly respected in us.
愿我们每个弟兄姊妹都成为你亲密的同伴。
May every brother and sister will become your intimate companion.
做主的密友。
To be your close friend.
在与主甜美的交通中。
And to live in this sweet fellowship with
you. 主啊，开我们里面的眼睛。
Oh Lord, open our inner eyes.
叫我们认识你的心意。
So that we could know your heart.
好叫我们实在知道你到底把什么托付给我们。
So we will know truly what you have entrusted to us.
愿各处的教会都得建立。
May all the churches in all over the places be built up.
因为有更多的人明白你的心意。
So that more people will understand your mind.
好叫我们同心起来建造你的家。
So that with one heart we will rise up and build up your church.
主啊，让你的身体被建立。
Oh Lord, let your body be built.
好叫你回来的时候。
So when the day that you return.
你的心也能够欢喜。
Your heart will rejoice.
主，我们感谢你这些日子向我们施恩典。
Oh Lord, we thank you for all this grace you have been granting to us these days.
我们也感谢你与我们众人同在。
We also thank you for your presence with us all.
在这个最后的时候，让我们同心把敬拜归给你。
With one heart, we simply give you all of our worship.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.